G'day, it's Blandy from the Triple M Big Breakfast. Thanks for dropping by another Triple M Big Brekkie podcast. We allow you to get it off your chest with what cheeses me off. We'll touch on that in just a moment. Got some bad dad gags for you too. And we like to get the day started with a bit of a brain teaser. The Big Breakfast weekdays from 6.
Blandy for breakfast, only on Triple M. Hit subscribe now.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Blandy's early morning brain teaser.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Kevin, hello.
Hey, morning, Blandy. How's your day?
All right, fancy talking to you of a morning.
Yeah, hey, who would have thought? In the morning.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, go
figure, For those who aren't aware, Kevy is a regular listener. In fact, I think he's pushing to be on the payroll. But
yeah, I need a job.
Good luck with that, mate. Now, what is 13 hearts but no organs?
Mate, that'd be a deck of cards, wouldn't it?
Deck of cards. Too easy?
I'm going for a record. That's 3 out of 3.
Is that 3 out of 3 for you?
Yep.
I'm telling you, mate, you want to throw in the towel with what you're doing now and, I don't know, get into brain surgery or design a rocket ship or something.
I went for that and they said I was over-educated for it.
Have a good day, mate. Bye.
Cheers, mate.
And there's Ralph. He's the guru. G'day, Ralph.
Hey, mate. Good, thank you.
Yeah,
how you going, buddy?
Oh, look, I'm well. I don't think you've ever called me for a brain teaser.
Oh, well, I thought I would. One thing I wanted to say is, when's the council going to come clean? Linfield's dam's overflowing. It's about time they were fair dinkum. It's flowing down the river.
Linfield's dam is overflowing?
Well, I reckon it is. Oh, I reckon it's a load of bollocks, this 49%.
Is that true?
And a lot of people agree with me too.
My goodness, man, we'll have to go out and do a stealth mission out there to go and measure it. All right, now, what has 13 hearts but no organs?
I don't know. Straight away, I fought a pack of cards.
Straight away, you were right. Hey, well done, Ralph. I don't know about your theory on Linfield's, though. The interesting one.
I reckon it is. Knows how they're real quiet about it. It's been overflowing for a while or two, I reckon.
Not another conspiracy theory. No,
yeah,
tell me.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Man didn't land on the moon either. Get out of here, Ralph. See you, mate. Bye. Thanks, mate. Bye. Hello, Jed.
How you going?
I'm all right. How are you?
Loving life.
A loving life. Well, I love to hear that, Jed. What do you do?
I work for the Council of Carpenter by trade.
Oh, is that right? Okay. And you're all ready for Christmas?
As ready as you can be.
I like that answer. I like that. That's not telling me anything, is it?
No.
No. Well, tell me the answer to this, Jed. You're not going to speak in riddles here. What has 13 hearts but no organs?
Hopefully a pack of cards.
Gold star for Jed, please. Good on you, mate. Good to talk to you, Jed. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Last but not least, there's Grant. Hi, Grant.
How are you, Blandy?
Oh, I am all right. What are you doing, Grant? It sounds like you're driving hands-free.
Yeah, I am driving. I'm off to the gym.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, are you a gym junkie, or do you just head there a couple of days a week?
No, just a couple of days a week.
All right, what are you working on? Your biceps, your triceps, your quads? What are you working?
Today's upper body.
Upper body. Don't skip leg day, mate.
No, that's Mondays.
Mondays. Is it all right? Look at you. You got it all worked out there, Grant. Good on you, mate. You got to... Yeah, the old use it or lose it thing, isn't it?
That's it, yeah. It certainly is.
Hey, Grant, what is 13 hearts but no organs?
I reckon it's a pack of cards.
I reckon you're dead right. I reckon you've just done a clean and jerk there, mate. You've won a gold medal. How's that?
well done, dear. Thank you.
You're a good man. Good on you, Grant. Great to hear from you. Thanks, mate.
Right. Thanks, Landy. Bye.
And thanks to all my callers this morning, and apologies to those I couldn't get to. You jumped on that one this morning. What has 13 hearts but no organs? A deck of cards.
What else has been happening this week with Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast?
It's Nifty Nev. G'day, Nifty.
How you going?
I'm all right, thanks. Nev, what's cheesing you off?
Well, mate, had a situation yesterday where we were on level 3 water restrictions.
Hmm.
And I'm out there at between 5 and 6 yesterday because it was my number on the book to go out between 5 and 6 and water. My next door neighbour comes out and proceeds to put the sprinkler on.
Oh, heck. Okay.
And I yelled out and I said, hey, what are you doing? You can't put a sprinkler on. And he just kind of puts his arms on it and just grins at me and walks off. And I thought, well, if that's the attitude of our people in Hervey Bay with water restrictions, well, God help us.
Yeah, that is disappointing, isn't it, Nevin? I'm sure that person, I would hope that person is in the minority of not doing the right thing. You know, you can report people. Do you want to be that person, though?
No, I said to him, mate, I'll get on the council about you. You know, it's just not right that people just ignore what we're going through at the moment.
It's exactly right, Nev. Gee, let's hope this rain, which didn't occur last time, but this week gets across Lenthals and gives us some relief with those restrictions. In the meantime, we do have to all do the right thing, and that is abide by council regulations.
That's right, mate. That's right.
Nev, you're in the draw for the Cheesecake Shop and Gravel Butchery voucher.
Thanks, matey.
Thanks, mate. Bye. Pat, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm all right, thanks. Pat, mate, what's cheesing you off?
Well, I was up at my dad's place the other day. He's 92 years old and he can't do much. He can't do IT stuff and he's trying to watch TV and there's absolutely nothing on the whole day. Mm. Every station, you know, you got 7, 1, 2, 3 or whatever they are. They're all playing the same thing on the same thing. Same, you know, whatever they've got, they're playing the lot. But he likes his cricket and sport and that, and he's not getting all his sport. He can't watch that. And the best thing that was on there was on the buses. Everything else was...
You're joking. On the buses was on?
And this was a Saturday. There wasn't even anything for him to sit and watch. And, you know, and a lot of the oldies have got the same problem. They can't do IT, so they can't do Netflix or... We tried setting that up. He can't handle it.
Really? There's like a couple of buttons. I've done the same thing with my mum. And really, if you can teach her to press like two buttons where he needs to go, he should be laughing, mate. I know it is difficult.
But... I know, but then they push something else and they're ringing out, what did I do? What did I do?
You know, I can relate to that. And you're going, no.
If we lock some of these politicians in a thing for a week and said, well, all you got's what's on TV to watch... I think we'd get a change. They'd make them say they have to put on a movie once a day or, yeah, years ago we had more when we had three stations. You could watch a movie every lunch hour. There was one on each station or something.
I thought there was something different on, I'm not saying it's all quality, but I thought the various stations and their second and third rate stations of the main ones had some half-decent things going on occasionally.
Well, this was Saturday and it was absolutely pathetic.
On the buses. There you go. Hey, Pat, thanks for enlightening me with that. And maybe just give... Oh, okay, you don't want to go down that road again with Dad and the old Netflix thing, eh?
Well, we tried it before with him and Mum, and Mum was the IT person, but he couldn't... Yeah. You know, she'd lose videos even, and he'd... Yeah.
Pat, I much appreciate you calling me and sharing your story. Thanks, mate. And I'll put you into the draw with the Cheesecake Shop and Gravel Butchery voucher.
Thanks, mate. You have a good day. Keep up the good stuff.
He's different, but he's ours. Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast.
Triple M, let's go by the Institute, Professor Smartasser.
Good morning. A word of warning. We need to get a move on with our gift purchasing this season because, according to my partner's chocolate advent calendar, there are only 3 days left till Christmas.
Why is it so?
Blandy's bad dad jokes.
And stop it!
Derek, let's have your bad dad gag.
G'day, mate. Yeah, you mentioned the dyslexic devil worshipper. Did you hear about the insomniac dyslexic agnostic? Stay awake all night wondering if there really was a dog.
Oh, God, blimey, where's me boom dish? The line's a bit dodgy, mate, but yeah, we got that one. Thanks for that, buddy. Bye, dear. Dave White. G'day, Dave.
Hello, Andrew. How are you, mate?
I'm all right. What's going on in Whitetown?
Oh, down at Bunuru at the moment working.
Bunuru. Well, you're in Bunuru. You're not doing that much work, are you?
No, not really.
You always tell me off air that you do bugger all. I'll get him in the poo there with the boss. Hey, Dave, let's have your gag.
Went out for dinner the other night, and the waiter said, how do you like your steak, sir? I said, oh, I like winning an argument with my wife. He said, okay, rare it is.
I don't mind that either. Hey, Dave, you're into the draw. Goodies. Is that true in your case?
I'm not saying.
You're a smart man. See you, Dave. Bye. And Dave-o, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, mate. You're out and about driving as well on the hands-free.
Yes.
All right, Dave-o, let's have your bad Dave-o gag.
The bad Dave-o gag. What's the spy's favourite shoes?
What's a spy's favourite shoes, Davo?
Sneakers.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Davo? They're called Bad Dad Gags for a reason, and you are into the draw for the $50 Cheesecake Shop and Granville Butchery voucher.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Davo. Bye.
That's it for now. Catch Blandy weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Triple M Fraser Coast, or subscribe here to get all the best bits.